Alan, you said you had a story today?
Yeah. So, Thursday we did like a walk around for a new old tanker truck that we had just purchased. They're showing us like how to use it and everything and what stuff like that. Well, one of the truck drivers that showed up, they were also having like a DOT safety meeting for like hauling stuff and whatnot, like how to properly strap it and stuff like that. I guess they changed some of the laws or something. And one of the truck drivers comes over and he's like, "Man, let me tell y'all a story about this new puppy that I got." He said, "One day my buddy called me up and he said, 'Hey man, I've got a dog over here that it's a German Shepherd.' And he's like, 'I can't keep it. Do you want it?' He's like, 'Send me photos.' He gets the photos and he sees that the puppy's pretty small and everything. And he's like, 'All right, we'll go see it.' So then he goes over there and he sees the dog in person and realizes that the puppy is actually a lot taller than what the photos led him to believe. Mm-hmm. And he was like, 'Man, that dog looks partially husky.' He's like, 'I don't like huskies.' But then he said he looked at his wife and she was just like, 'You still want it?' He's like, 'Yeah, we came all the way over here. We might as well take it. All our dogs are kind of oddballs anyway.' So then he said one morning he walked out into his yard and I guess he walks his dogs on chains like around the yard so they don't get loose because I think they're like pit bulls and some other kind of like aggressive breed. They're not really aggressive, but he does it just in case. He said he left them all off the chain and they started kind of play fighting. And he goes up to them and he kind of kicks them a little bit to like separate them. So they go their separate ways. Well, then he sees that the new puppy is watching a lot. He's like, "Dude, you can see the intelligence in this dog. She's sitting there just watching." And he's like, "You know how normal dogs, when they go up to other dogs and they sniff their butts, they just sniff it?" He's like, "Well, this puppy, she jabs." And so after he was like, "So after those dogs stop fighting and they all group up again, she goes up and she starts jabbing them over and over again to start and provoke another fight." And he's already pissed off. And he's like, "I'm tired of them fighting," or whatever. So he's trying to break them up. So they go their separate ways. Well, then that puppy then follows another one and starts fighting it. So then he's like, he has to run like three different times around his property. He's winded and he's sitting there just like, puts her on a chain and she doesn't like it. So then she sits there and she jabs him right in the nuts.
God damn.
He gets pissed off and he just goes with his hand, smacks her. And he was just like, "Yeah, you know what?" He's like, "This bitch pissed me off. I had to assert my dominance." He's like, "I unzipped my pants. I pissed on the bitch."
Wow.
And I was like, "What the fuck?
The fuck, dude?"
And he should have
pissed on his dog.
Yeah, to assert dominance because he has nothing but females. Wow. And I was like, "What the fuck?" He was like, "Yeah, man. I sat there and I pissed on this bitch. She pissed me off." My question is,
did it work?
I guess so. I don't think he's had any complaints since. But he said he did a little bit more research. He found out that it's not husky. It's part wolf.
Oh, shit.
He's got a German Shepherd wolf mix.
Nice.
Yep.
That's pretty fucking cool.
He said that's why you could see the intelligence in it. Mm-hmm. And that he was like, she never barked like normal dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he also explains like the sniffing. Like aggressively sniffing, and then whenever the other two are fighting, she just stands on top of them
and watches.
Like stands on top of them, just looking at them, kind of like she's the alpha female.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah, but I was thrown for a loop when he was just like, I asserted my dominance and I pissed on that bitch. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I have never heard anyone do that before.
Right, that shit's wild. Holy fuck.
Can you imagine Maui pissing you off so much that you smack him and then just whip it out and just go piss on him?
Probably try to bite me, dude.
But you'd kind of screw yourself at that point because you have to pick him up and take him back inside.
Right? Have to shower him after?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not worth it.
It's like, yeah, you're my bitch. Hold on. Now I gotta take you a bath.
Exactly.
I think that dog loses all respect for you at that point.
Bro, that's fucking funny. That's terrible, though. Isn't it like animal abuse?
I have no idea, but that shit was hilarious and out of pocket.
That shit's fucking wild.
I was not expecting it to go that way.
Jesus Christ, dude. I don't think I've ever been that mad where I decide I'm gonna piss on something.
I don't know, man. It's just... It was weird.
Yeah. Did he leave her outside, or didn't he bring her back in?
Yeah, I guess so.
Imagine how she must have smelled.
He had to probably rinse her off, though.
Right?
And let her back in, smelling like his piss.
Imagine getting caught doing that. Like, you're pissing on your dog, and the neighbor catches you.
It was like,
and now you gotta explain to the neighbor or the police that, oh no, you're just exerting dominance. You know how hard of a conversation that's going to be with PETA, dude?
You were doing animals. What now?
Asserting my dominance. Imagine that's a fucking thing when you go to jail, right? You fight someone, a cop that has the right to just take off his pants, piss on you while you're handcuffed.
In jail, imagine. You're just sitting there, just walking around, pick the biggest dude in the jail and just assert your dominance by pissing on his leg.
Jesus Christ, dude. That would end up bad.
Make eye contact and be like, you're my bitch now.
Right. I wonder how would they take that?
I don't know.
Like, that's like waking up in the middle of the night and shitting on a dude's chest just to assert dominance.
Speaking of that... Forgot what it was that me and Nicole were talking about.
Uh-huh.
And we were fucking around. And all of a sudden I was like, but where I draw the line is you shitting on my chest. And she looked at me and was just like, what? Out of all the weird shit that you do and say, you draw the line. That's the line that you chose. And I'm like... Yeah, man, I can't handle that shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to smell them smells coming out of you. Bro, isn't it wild that, like, dudes pay chicks, like, to go shit on the table and smear it around?
It's fucking insane, dude.
I was watching this podcast, and this chick was like, oh, yeah, like, I went to Saudi Arabia. The dude paid me, like, $1 million to go out there and just shit on the table and watch me smear it around.
That's insane.
That's wild. That's crazy, dude. I don't know how that kind of money, dude.
Hey, so did you know that reverse cowgirl is illegal in Alabama?
Bro, did you know having more than 7 sex toys in Texas is illegal?
No. But do you know why it's illegal in Alabama?
Because you can't make eye contact.
Nope.
Can't give your cousin their back.
You can't turn your back on family.
Chris, is that how you're going to do it? You're going to turn it that way she can't see you?
She won't know. She's blindfolded.
And handcuffed.
Bro, when he sat there and said, can she be blindfolded? I was like, wait a minute. Why are you blindfolding her?
What is he watching? Chris, you're moaning in the background, bro.
Oh, shit. I'm watching a giveaway.
We heard that. Oh, yeah. Bro, Mom, tell me why.
I have been scarred.
Bro, tell me why my little brother-in-law did the funniest thing. The other day we went to my wife's family's house to have dinner. This kid's like in first or second grade, right? Mm-hmm. And we're just all eating dinner, just having a good time. No one's really talking. Everyone's kind of quiet, just eating, right? And this boy, I don't know where it goes. Hi-ya! And it just takes off. Oh, man, that shit was so funny. Like, so, obviously, some people were confused, but I knew exactly what he did, and I just died, bro. Oh, man, kids are fucking hilarious. Dude.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God. Chris, you ever pissed on your dog before? I feel like that's something Chris
can't,
would do.
Can't say I have.
Can't say I have.
I've done pissed on my couch before, though.
Dude, I pissed in my closet one time. I was shit-faced drunk, and I thought it was a toilet. Just started pissing what in my closet. You've never done that? Like, you're so drunk, like, you have no... You're not really coherent or know where you're at, but you know you gotta take a piss, and you're not about to piss your pants?
No.
That's how I pissed on my couch. I was too fucked up.
Bro, I swear to God, this one time I was probably like 18 or 19, allegedly, and I'm like, I had been drinking all night with my friend at this bar down there in Rosenberg, and I got home and I was like, dude, I gotta take a piss, but like I had laid down already, right? Like I laid down and I was just like, I'm gonna hold it until I wake up tomorrow, and I'm like, I couldn't sleep, so then I had to really take a piss. I was like, fuck. And I woke up, but I didn't realize where I was when I woke up. I think I woke up without opening my eyes, to be honest. Like, that's how drunk I was. And I just happened to have walked to my closet and saw the laundry basket, and I just thought it was a toilet and started pissing in it.
Wow. Wow.
There's one time I was shit-faced drunk, and I got home. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I had to go to work, so I was like, fuck, I'm gonna get home, shower, go to bed, and then just wake up for work at 6. When I got home, I jumped in the shower, and I was really drunk. Apparently, I fell out the shower with the water still on, and I passed out on the floor. Butt-ass naked, man. I woke up with my balls sticking to the tile floor. And I was like, what the fuck did I get here?
No one at all walked in and was just like, why is the shower still running?
I and you know what the worst part is? I woke up at 8 o'clock. So that means my parents had woken up at some point, gone to work. My brother had woken up at some point, gone to school. And I was still on the floor, fucking passed out, butt ass naked, balls to the towel.
With the fucking shower on.
Still with the shower on.
No one questioned anything.
No one realized. No one questioned. They're like, okay.
What the fuck? I feel like your brother would have been very scarred if he walked in like, damn, I got to take a piss, and be like, what the fuck?
You know what's funny you say that? Is one time my brother got home high as fuck and drunk as fuck. He was like crossfaded. And he did the same thing. He went to go take a shower, and apparently he fell. And the fucked up thing is I heard him fall that night. But then I was like, he's probably all right. But he fell asleep on the floor. And the next morning I woke up because I had to take a piss, and like I opened the thing, fucking hit him in the head with the door. He's butt-ass naked. Like, what the fuck are you doing in here? Starts yelling at me, and I was like, bro, my bad. Just close the door and walk off.
I thought you were gonna say I just stepped over his body, took a piss, and walked out.
I pissed on him.
You had to assert your dominance.
I had to assert my dominance. I swear, next time I have to assert my dominance on anything, I'm pissing on it.
All I know is that if you get grounded, we know exactly who you pissed on.
I call you. I can't podcast for the next couple of weeks.
You can do it. Where the fuck is my camera?
Oh, man. Holy fuck, man. But besides that, how's y'all's week been? Y'all do anything fun this week?
No, not really.
Uh-oh, the camera's off.
Yeah, someone's walking out the shower.
It had to work.
Oh, you got a new job. How is it?
It's too fucking early for training.
Bro, I've been
training. I wake up, clock in, sleep for an extra 2 hours, and then go back to training.
Bro, I've been in training.
Wait, you work from home or what?
I work from home, yeah.
Hell yeah, work from home, gang. What's up?
Bro, working from home, anywhere besides home, it's stupid. That's all I have to say. And if you work, if you don't work from home, you're dumb.
Yeah, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? It's like, I make more money than I ever have working from home. That's pretty wild. But yeah, working from home is awesome. All right, so I haven't done much, to be honest. I found out I was fat. I got a scale the other day.
Oh, you found that out? You couldn't just look in the mirror?
Yeah, no. I would have never been able to tell until I got the scale, man.
I'm sorry. I thought there'd be more reaction from Alan, but he was completely as crickets.
What? I found out I was fat. I was like, what? I've been staring at my gut for the past 28 years, boy. I've known I was fat. I don't need a scale to show me a number to tell me that I'm fat.
No. See, I knew that I had a problem, right? Because like last week, I realized I couldn't see my dick when I was taking a piss, and I was like, "Hold on, something's wrong here." But I couldn't tell, right? And then I got the scale, and I was like, "Oh, fuck, that's what it is. I got fat."
Wait, but how's that happen when you've been eating healthy?
I haven't been eating healthy. I've been eating from home, but I've been like. Making a lot of food sometimes. So I gotta get back on my health kick.
But you know what? Now that I think about it, now that we're talking on the whole weight thing, I started exercising this week.
Nice.
And slowly but surely changing up my diet.
Very nice. Dude. I know you told me you were making food. I was like, what the fuck? Is this the Allen Island?
Allen made food?
What? Yeah, it was.
Just kidding.
Philly cheesesteak.
Damn, dude.
Casserole.
Oh,
casserole!
Yeah, casserole.
Fucking crazy.
I was excited. He was like,
"Fuck yeah, dude!" And I was like, "Casserole." He's like, "Oh."
Chris described your reaction right there. I was like,
"I was like, dude, fucking Philly cheesesteaks, boner, cheat, casserole, no, boner so, goes away."
So there's an app that I downloaded. It's called Intent,
mm-hmm.
And you pay like $10 a month, mm-hmm. And it gives you the ability to schedule like a meal plan, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it gives you, of course, you put in your information, like your weight, your height, your age, mm-hmm. Male, female, other.
Alan put it for gender transitioning.
Yeah, transitioning. I'm in between. Does that count? But then you put in there like the reason why you're doing like the meal plans or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then once you do all that, it actually sorts all these recipes that are healthy for you. And you can sit there and schedule like 2 weeks worth of meal plans.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like the breakfast or whatever, it lets you edit and it shows you other options you can substitute it with. Same thing for lunch and dinner.
So it's like a cheaper HelloFresh or what's up with that?
Well, no.
Because you don't get the food.
You don't get the food. But here's the cool part, though, is that once you finish making that meal plan, you then go to the section that says groceries. It'll create a grocery list for you. And also, it'll even ask you questions on, like, what kind of, like, do you have this oil, these spices? Like, it asks for what you already have, so it takes it off the list.
Damn, that's not bad.
Yeah, and then it gives you the option to send it to Kroger's, Whole Foods, Instacart,
no,
I'm trying to think of the other one, and Walmart.
Bro, the disrespect.
And you can do all of that from the app.
That's and actually
like the price and everything. That is pretty cool. I've just been using it for the recipes, really. I haven't really done that whole, because that shit's expensive.
So
for
2 weeks worth of food. Was bad. but let me know how that cast rule is, because I kind of want to make something like that. I know, I was like, oh, boo. But I'm like, let me know. Yeah.
I mean, I can send you the recipe.
No, I kind of know.
For $10.
I mean, tomato bro, bisque.
That's OnlyFans money. Fuck you, bro.
Imagine I'm making OnlyFans just to share recipes that I receive.
I mean, bro, people do that, dude. There are people that make millions of bucks just cooking food, sharing recipes, saying jokes on OnlyFans. I think we're missing our niche. We need to put Blake on OnlyFans and have him just say dad jokes, and we'll be rich. We're good.
That's how you win.
People will pay money to see that shit.
Some type of disease or infection or whatever.
Blake definitely has an STD. Don't let him lie.
Don't share drinks with him. Oh, man. Fucking
body count insane. But anywho.
Can you imagine? He's like, hold on, dudes. I need to go to the bathroom. You hear the clap. Like, what the fuck?
You see him taking a fucking syringe of like shit and it's like, what is that for? Oh, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's my steroids.
It's penicillin. It's straight from Mexico.
Vitamins.
It's steroids, bro. Don't worry about it. Yeah, okay.
Speaking of vitamins, Nicole just showed me a TikTok earlier of what's his name? Theo Von.
Mm-hmm. Theo Von's hilarious.
And there was a guy that was like, he was like, I tried committing suicide. I tried overdosing on and then he said like some medication name.
Flintstone vitamins?
And then he was like, what is that? He's like, vitamins. And he's like, the Oman's just like, but what did you just get better?
I mean, you just start pissing different colors. Have you ever taken too much vitamin B?
No.
If you take any vitamin B pill, your piss is fucking just dark yellow.
It's like highlighter green. No, mine's like highlighter green, bro. I think it even glows in the dark.
Green.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude, you mean?
Vitamin A, B, bro, like B12,
bro,
B6.
Bro,
I feel like
Danny's
that primo is needs to change its filter.
Bro, Danny's, we found his ancestors, bro. NASA's found his ancestors. That's what the aliens are. Danny's a goddamn alien, bro. This in green fucking shit, there's no
fucking
way. You don't
piss green when you have too much vitamin D?
No, I haven't had that. It's dark. It's supposed to goddamn...
Bro, that's because you're dehydrated. Dark. Drink some fucking water to get your primo.
I do drink some water, you motherfucker.
Step your game up, bro. Get you a fucking primo.
Fuck you. You know what's really bad? You know what's really weird? When you drink too much coffee, like you just fucking piss and it just smells like straight fucking espresso.
Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah.
It smells nice.
Does anybody else
come with it?
So who likes asparagus? Who likes asparagus?
I can force it.
Okay,
down.
So I like asparagus, but I can eat it.
Yeah,
I can eat it. I just hate eating it because I know my piss is going to smell.
See, that's how you assert some dominance, bro. You eat an asparagus stick and then go piss on something.
You just sit in there pissing and just... It's like,
up.
Bro, what are you doing? Like Austin Powers in that one movie?
Bro, how did you just make the fucking sound? How did you make the fucking sound from the Chuck E. Cheese ticket machines, bro?
I don't know.
You remember that shit? You ever go to Chuck E. Cheese when you were a kid and you put in the little machine?
Like,
and
yeah, when like I was a kid, bro. That's been like 20 plus years since I was a kid, man.
Holy fuck, dude. You're old.
Yo, they changed you're fucking the Chuck E. Cheese the way he looks.
I'm they like, made him look more cartoony. They did change his look. You're right.
Yeah.
What? He got a glow up?
They also start serving alcohol, too. So they know that the millennials and Gen Z.
Wait, they serve alcohol now?
They serve alcohol now.
Since I should have gone to that party that I was... invited to.
Okay, so allegedly this. Okay, I haven't been to a Chuck E. Cheese in forever,
bro,
but they allegedly sell alcohol.
I doubt they do. I mean, do they still check you to make sure you're under 18 when you go in?
You remember that shit? You can't pass for under 18, bro. I'm sorry.
No, but they still stamp you with your parents?
You remember that shit? Going to Chuck E. Cheese as a kid was like going to the fucking club, bro. They'd give you a glow-in-the-dark stamp. They'd check your ID, make sure you're of age.
Dude. Chuck E. Cheese in Rosenberg was different from Jersey Village. I didn't get any stamps.
Wait, Rosenberg? When the fuck did we have a Chuck E. Cheese?
Hey, what?
Rosenberg.
You said
Chuck E. Cheese in Rosenberg, and I was like, when the fuck did we have a Chuck E. Cheese?
You don't have Chuck E. Cheese? Where the fuck did you go to Chuck E. Cheese, Danny?
Houston?
Oh.
Houston, Sugarland?
Also, I live in California.
Missouri City?
Chuck E. Cheese next to every dentist's office.
Yeah, dude. Chuck E. Cheese in Jersey Village did not stamp us. I didn't get any sort of VIP exclusive passes.
Oh, bro, that shit was so cool. Dude. I remember we would go to like my cousin's birthday party because I never went for myself. Right, it was always because my cousin was having a birthday party, or my neighbor was having a birthday party. But my parents could never splurge on me like that. You know, that's like when they used to take me in Disneyland. They used to take me in California, there's a thing called the Disney Walk. And literally we would go to the Disney Walk, but never actually go into the park. We'd just go to the front gate and watch the fireworks from there. My parents would tell you they took me to Disneyland like a million times when I was a kid. Not a goddamn time did I go inside, except for the time I snuck in with my cousins.
That's the only wall you didn't climb, huh?
Jesus fucking Christ.
I climbed it. Me and my cousin snuck in one time. That shit was awesome.
Oh, man. Well, that's fucking hilarious.
But yeah, dude. Fake.
Imagine me, security with Mickey Mouse ears fucking chasing you. Stop!
Oh, boy! Pluto! Bro, but Chuck E. Cheese was wild, bro. Take me back.
Bro, Chuck E. Cheese sounds cooler in California than it was in Texas. That's all I gotta say.
Bro, that was cool as shit. I'm telling you, dude, they used to stamp our hands. Like, if you were in part of a party, they'd check you before you came in and when you got out. You know, if you didn't have the stamp, you couldn't leave with the person that offered you candy. It's pretty cool.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they would stamp
you. You got free candy, too? God damn.
They would stamp you to match your parents, and if you didn't match your parents, they wouldn't let you leave.
They would change the number for every person.
Yep.
I think it was, like, a number or a dial or whatever. Like, a dial stamp.
That shit was fucking awesome, bro. Every person. That shit was awesome. Those were good times. But they changed Chuck E. Cheese. They said we're alcohol now. I thought they're trying to keep pedophiles out of there.
Well, apparently, I guess they need some business, my guy. So they're like, hey, we have alcohol now.
I mean, they better
come get a drunk and touch little boys.
I mean, at that point, then they might as well just put them next to every Catholic church.
You know, I don't know. Like, growing up, going to a Chuck E. Cheese, like you said, it was like going to the club. I thought it was cool. Going to it now that I'm older, I'm like, this shit is nasty. It smells like dirty diapers.
Well, I mean, it's for kids, so...
Yeah, I know,
what are you doing going as an adult?
Invited to my family's birthday parties, because they have kids. Oh, okay. My cousins like have kids.
Well, that's a believable story.
Plus, I have a fucking 9-year-old in the other room, so...
Bro, that's something about she's about, like, 8.
Dude. He ain't mine, though.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. There is no way that is blood relation to me whatsoever. Chris, you think you're bad, dude. This kid's ADHD is so much worse.
Oh, ADHD, USA. Oh, yeah, I'm pretty bad. I mean, he's also an 8-year-old, 9-year-old child.
He has a good point there.
You know when I was 9, bro. When I was 9, I was all hooked up on fucking drugs.
Bro,
so, yeah.
I was telling him, I was like, bro, I was making my own food at your age.
I made cereal.
I stayed home alone during the summers and like after school. And I made
my
own food.
Trust me.
I had 11. No choice. They just told me don't open the door unless it's cops.
My parents said don't open the door even if it's the cops.
And you know what's funny is that there was one time that I remember, like, I looked through the window and because I heard somebody knocking, so I went to my parents' room. They had the front window by the door. I peek, and I saw it was a cop. I was like, oh shit, it's a cop. Walk over the door, unlock it, open it. And they're like, hey. Are your parents
home?
Boy.
I have candy.
I was like, my mom's not home. My dad's here, though. Can we talk to him? Well, he's asleep. Well, could you wake him up? I really don't want to wake him up. No. I looked at him. I was like, you don't want me to wake him up right now. He gets grouchy. Right? And he was like, oh, okay, well, we're on the lookout for somebody, so if you see this vehicle, I was like, uh-huh. I was like, okay. I closed the door, locked it and everything, went to the phone, called my mom, and said, hey, so remember how you told me that I can only open the door if a cop shows up? Well, a cop showed up, and I opened the door, and she's like, why the fuck did you open the door? And I said, well, you told me. I just did what you told me. Mm-hmm. What'd they want? They're looking for somebody. Okay.
I'm like, they're looking for my dad.
they're looking for dad's vehicle.
And she was like, did they, what'd you tell them or what? And I was like, oh, I told them that dad was asleep in the room.
I told them that you beat me.
Right.
Yeah. That was like in the middle of the summer. Both of my parents weren't even home. I had to lie to a cop. I felt really guilty. I thought I was going to go to jail.
You're a horrible person, bro.
Yeah, dude, how dare you to lie to a cop when
you're
9 years
old? I'm the most innocent out of this entire party.
How dare you lie to the fucking police, man?
I've never even been in cuffs.
What's wrong with you?
I have neither, bitch.
Legally or sexually?
Both. Yeah, me neither. You can't trust Bishop Zukowski.
I don't trust that out of his mouth.
What?
I feel like he's been chained up and some kinky shit has happened.
I'm not into that shit, dude.
You're not into that? I don't know, Chris. You sound like the type that likes to go to
you. You're confusing me with Blake, okay? You need to stop the
I don't know, man. You look like you'd be into being tied up like that pig on Thanksgiving.
Oh, is this a fucking Chubby Jesus joke, huh? Trying to say something like Jesus? I fucking look like I like being fucking hanged up from somewhere?
No, I was talking about, you know how like you see on those Christmas movies?
I didn't know you like to be
where there's like a roasted pig on a platter with an apple in its mouth on the table?
I do like apples.
You like assholes?
No, I don't like being sodomized,
I thought you said you like assholes.
I like apples.
Apples.
Hmm. Apples. I don't eat ass.
What's wrong,
Danny?
Green and smells like bacon?
I don't fucking know. The Grinch?
Kermit the Frog's fingers.
Oh. God damn it. Ever tell you guys how I got reported in a neighborhood?
You got reported to the neighborhood?
Well, okay. So not me, but my friend's van.
Why?
Okay, so I was a freshman at high school. Just to clear it up, because you know I'm old now. So when I was really, this is when I was back when I was really, really dumb. So my friend had a van, right? And he only had two seats in it, the front and the front passenger seat. So I was in the back. And so what had happened was, we were going to pick up our friend Thomas. God damn it. and so what happened, as we were going through this neighborhood, there's a stop sign. And there were just three kids playing with a paper mache airplane. Mm-hmm. So we stopped real slow at the stop sign, and we stopped and we all looked at him from the car for like a solid minute and a half. And then we slowly turned on to Tom's our friend's street. Turned out he couldn't play. So on the way back, so we had to go back to where the kids were. So on the way back, my friend floors it, turns the corner, hits the parking brake. With the thing, and as soon as I opened the sliding van door, and I yelled at the kids, like, hurry, jump in! These kids took the fuck off. Like, they dropped their plane, they went inside their fucking house, and then fucking my friend fucking floors it, and he almost dies because he left his ass off, because he he had a van. Mm-hmm. I had a class with our friend that we were trying to pick up the next day. He's like, did you guys try to pick up three kids? Like, I can neither confirm or deny that we did that, but yes, we did. You're like, oh, you guys know that, like, he got reported. Like, what do you mean, like, yeah, Gabe's van got reported for, like, the HOA. They're like, dude, this is a van with three adults trying to pick up little kids. If you see this van, please call this number and let the police know. So, yeah, my friend couldn't drive his van into that neighborhood for, like, a whole 2.5 months.
You know, because that's pretty sus after we just talked about Chuck E. Cheese and you somehow knew that they serve alcohol.
You know what? I chose bad timing on that one. You're right.
What's up with white people and their pedo activities?
And their vans, bro, right? First Joe Biden scratching and sniffing all the little kids that go to the White House and all this.
Jesus fucking Christ. Did you see that the Speaker of the House tried like saying that, saying some shit about that? I can't remember what exactly they said.
I heard about it on Fox. My dad was watching Fox and they were talking about like the Speaker of the House like was speaking against Joe. I forget. It was something about him talking things.
But isn't it wild how the media has turned on Joe Biden? Like, Biden? Completely, both CNN and Fox are like, nah, fuck this guy.
Who's Joe Biden, Danny?
Yeah, I'm over here like, you bitches are the one that voted him in.
Right?
Y'all were all against Trump. Now look at this. He ended up with old man sniffing children.
I was about to say, they were all against Trump, now still doing the whole thing with Biden. But yeah, speaking of that, I did that before Biden was president, so fuck you guys.
What, so you sniff children?
He did it before it was normal?
Try to abduct children in the van.
Trying to abduct children in the mouth, Jesus Christ.
Now, I have a question. What ethnicity were these children?
White, dude. I'm in Cyprus, bro.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that sounded really racist. My bad.
I was waiting for him to say, like, some little Mexican kids. I was like, you racist motherfucker.
Nah, he was recruiting new clan members, bro.
Like, join us, please. We'll teach you the ways. We'll give you a pointy fucking hat. Let's go.
Have you guys ever been a part of a cult?
Huh?
I was going to say something, but it's really fucked up, so I'm not going to say it anymore.
I was like, have you guys ever been part of a cult?
Oh, Jesus.
You know what, dude?
I was in a cult.
Yeah, I believe it. You're still in a cult.
Yeah, I believe it. I definitely believe it.
Oh, why do you believe that I was in a cult? What the fuck?
I have no fucking idea, dude. I feel
he
like...
He does some dumb shit.
I feel
you, like, jerk off in the bathroom
I
and fall
feel
asleep.
Like...
You have Rhino 9000.
So I feel like you're out partying. A beer leads to weed, then leads to cocaine. And then for a bump of cocaine, you found yourself in a situation where they're all worshiping like a fucking goat or some shit. And you're just sitting there like, how did I get here?
No, I never had that.
I don't believe you.
I ended up in a gay club one time like that. But
I feel like he's using the cocaine as of like the reason why I ended up in a gay club. He wasn't curious. No, he was definitely curious.
Well, I was trying to sniff something, you know?
Sniff some Buddha hole.
Some Buddha hole? Is that what you guys call it nowadays?
Jesus Christ. Buddha hole. He should know. He knows what the youngsters are up to these days.
This is all about scratching and sniffing. God damn, Chris. You know, Chris, you could have done a pretty good job as a priest, bro. You kind of...
I don't think I could be a priest, bro.
You're kind of on par with them right now.
I was going to say something, but then I was like, I don't know if I want to bring that up.
I don't think you should.
Only because Daniel had brought it up once and then never talked about it again.
I don't want to know what it is. I think it's time to go night night.
He was like, it's the reason why I sniffed cocaine for a minute.
Jesus fucking Christ.
At that point, let's just go into confessions. Jesus fucking Christ. You know, as long as I've been doing podcasting, I'm pretty sure I've said some such shit before.
You always said some such shit.
That's
almost
every episode.
Yeah, dude. Like, what were we talking about? A finger in the butthole? Yeah, we're like, this the pinky?
Just the pinky.
That's some pretty sus shit, dude. I went to a gay club once, and I only got the pinky. It's like, yeah, I conveniently got to a gay club. Yeah, now I like the pinky in my butthole.
God, pretty sus, dude. You know, it's pretty... You know how easy I could cut all that and make it into the most sus part of this episode?
You know how funny that would actually be? I'm not gonna lie. Don't actually like this clip it, do cut up as a clip, but like leave the actual thing in there. That'd be hilarious. Like, Chris, pretty sus, bro. You know, I should just leave. Yeah, just leave your confessions.
You know, cut it up, be like, Chris, that's pretty sus. And he's like, just the pinky. Just the pinky, Daniel. Just the pinky.
All it takes is the pinky.
Chris is going to be full of regret by Monday.
I'm already full of regrets by 11 o'clock today.
Fucking trauma and full regret.
Yeah, okay, you guys have fun. I'm a dip.
It's like, let me dip before I say something.
I want to say some more stupid shit, but yeah, let me dip before I say more stupid shit, but yeah. Also, are you guys supposed to be done by 10?
Yeah, I mean, that kind of changed when we started recording at 9. And the fact that we recorded virtual, not in person.
Well, yeah. That also slightly changed because we started
at 9
on time, but someone forgot to hit record.
God damn it, Danny.
Also, I thought we were going to bullshit for a little bit before I was supposed to hit record. I wasn't expecting Papa Longfinger to just pop in and start going.
Oh, you weren't expecting the pinky?
No.
All right, you fuckers. I've had my guest spot for an hour. I'm dipping.
All right, go blind right, food your mom.
Don't forget the handcuffs, bro.
Well, I know this is going to be a clip now.
Thank you, Chris, for your presence. You know, you might want to get two blindfolds. One for you, one for you. Don't forget the handcuffs.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, that was a good time. I miss this, man. Jesus Christ. We went almost a whole month without recording altogether. That's pretty crazy. Man. I think that was Chris's appearance for the year. Up to the end of the year party.
This is why he doesn't come back onto the show.
Oh, man. Fucking Blake came in here swinging, bro.
Oh, that was fun.
That was a good time.
I had like a whole ass intro.
You know, I had written like a whole monologue that I was going to start today, and I just threw all that out the window.
No, I even pitched my intro for with Nicole.
Oh, you did?
I did.
That's so funny.
And I thought about it, like, so like before we record, sometimes I have to take shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then it came to me. I don't know where the fuck it came from. Sorry, I'm fixing my mic. But I was going to be like, what's up, D-Fam? It's your boy, AOZ. I got to try not to laugh. I was like, I was laughing as I was thinking about it. And I walked up to her and I was just like, this is what I was going to say. What's up, D-Fam? It's your boy, AOZ. The Conquistador. An amazing co-host, Daniel, Sir Comes a Lot. And she was like, what the fuck Jesus were you Christ. Doing in that bathroom for you to come out with that shit? I said, I don't know. It crossed my mind and I started laughing. My cheeks hurt. Oh.
I hope it's your cheeks on your face.
It is. Holy fuck. Nah, man, I had some McDonald's. Oh, I don't know, bro. That was a little spicy.
That's pretty sus. You walk out the restroom and your cheeks hurt, bro. That's hella sus if you ask me, bro. I don't even got a bidet either. So what's going on there?
Wipe too many times, bro. Wipe too many times.
Oh, man. Fucking Alan, bro.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was my intro. And I was like, fuck. That would have been hilarious.
It'll be the intro. You got it, dude.
Yeah. It's so hard to say with a serious face, though.
That's okay. I can cut it up. I can cut it up. We'll cut that into a clip, too. This podcast has been such a shit show, dude. I think we got like four clips, and that's it.
Goddamn.
Oh, my God.
You mean clips that'll pass. The other ones are pushing the boundaries.
No, we're posting those too.
Oh man.
Oh man, dude. Oh,
Jesus.
See,
Christ.
We needed this. We need to get everyone back on the podcast one more time.
We need to all go shoot pool or some shit.
For real. Dude, I really want to go to the Mexican OT concert next week. Or in 2 weeks. I just don't know if I'm gonna spend $30 on a ticket.
That's better than what Ryan Upchurch was selling his tickets for.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when he was becoming popular, I think he mm-hmm. already had jumped up to like 100 and something.
Jesus.
Yeah. Nah, and man. It was just for Beaumont. There's like a stadium or whatever in Beaumont, uh-huh. like how Rosenberg just built one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like there's one out there in Beaumont. It's a little bit bigger. It's like the Ford. It's like Ford something.
Isn't that wild that fucking Rosenberg has their own stadium now?
Yep.
Like, what the fuck? It's just farms and fucking steers and queers, bro.
You know what's even more fucked up? Is that they tell us to conserve energy
uh-huh.
and conserve water over here.
Oh, they do?
We're on a voluntary water conservation thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want us to conserve electricity.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, that big-ass building with its 40 AC units is running full max.
Windows are fogging up
from how cold it is inside compared to outside.
Damn.
And their fountains are on.
Wow. God, I love the government, bro.
Yep.
I love the government.
And I work for them, so... It is kind of nice.
Oh, your favorite, now that we speak of it.
I am a government official, sir.
There you go.
I said that for like the first 2 weeks when I got hired.
I should respect your authority.
Because I started saying that when I was like selected for jury duty. And uh-huh. I actually went and sat in court for that mm-hmm. case.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think I was still at Latin Sound for that.
I don't remember.
I think, it was.
God damn it, Alan. I'm going to bleep that out because you just said it. You know how many times I've gone back to bleep that shit out?
I've only said it like once last time. I didn't say it four times, did I?
You said it four times in one episode.
Did I really?
Yes.
Well, I only said it once. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ, dude. Make my life more difficult. You don't cut clips anymore, and then I gotta go back and fucking find that shit and cut it out.
Yeah, man. Well, since you're cutting out, fuck you, Brandy. Bro.
Oh, I'm off tomorrow. I'm gonna go swing by there.
I was doing Nicole's. I'm sorry. I was doing a hunter safety course for myself, allegedly. Uh-huh. And I got the bows and arrows. I busted out laughing when it was talking about parts of the arrow, and I saw fletching.
You remember the straw?
Yes. That's what, and everyone in the office was looking at me like, what the fuck is so funny? I was like, you guys wouldn't understand. It's straight up, like, because part of it, it shows the diagram of the arrow, and you have to click each, like, little bubble to name, like, the parts of the arrow. What it is. And it got to the feathers, and it clicked it. It said fletching, and I said, oh, God.
Did you have to explain it to anyone while you busted out laughing?
No. I was like, no, I can't do it. That's Daniel's job. He came up with that shit.
On the fly, too. I didn't even know what it meant. I just...
The sad part is that I believed you, even though you had told me what it actually was.
The best part was watching our manager sip out his fucking Whataburger straw as I told him what it was.
And you just see him go.
I never saw him drink out of a straw again.
Oh,
good times, good times. Oh man, dragon's breath. I tried that the other day.
What the fuck?
She wasn't a fan. No, I'm playing. I told my wife that joke about dragon's breath. And she just looked at me and was like, you're never putting mixed anywhere near me.
Oh God.
Oh man, nice shirt, buddy.
Thank you.
I'm about to start printing out more shirts. Actually,
I think you said you had one for me already.
Mm-hmm, but actually, I think we're going to start doing pre-orders in October for a couple shirts. I have like four designs. So we have that one, the OG one. We'll make a shirt that says Skedaddle on it. We'll make Words Are Hard for Chris.
The Shizzler.
Shirts. The Shizzler.
You know, it'd be kind of funny if you made it kind of like a concert shirt for the Shizzler, and on the back it just showed like cities or whatever.
No, I'm gonna put dates. Dates and hospitals.
Are you gonna put some type of disease at the end of it?
I'm gonna ask Blake for just random important dates in his life and put those
on there. On his sleeve, it just says STD survivor.
I survived the shiz.
Oh man. I told Nicole about that. And every once in a while, the joke that comes up, it was like, yeah, but it'll go straight through mesh.
Bro, talking about that, I damn near shit myself the other day. I've been in training like for the past 3 weeks, and I got sick, right? I a couple weeks ago I got COVID and I was recovering from it. But this time with COVID, I got the shits like violently.
Ooh.
And I was coughing, and on top of that, I was dealing with allergies. So one day, like during my training, I have to be on camera because I work from home, right? I want to make sure we're actually doing it and not playing video games. But one day I'm just sitting here fucking dying, trying not to like sneeze or cough because my allergies were really bad. Then all of a sudden I just, achoo! When I tell you I got up, I clenched my asshole so fucking quick and got up and ran. I like the whole time I was like, please don't make me be the Shizzler. Please don't let me be the Shizzler. Luckily, crisis was averted, but like I'm in a whole training group. And everyone just literally saw me jump up out my chair and just take off running with my hand around my ass.
So when you finally sat down, did you just see this streak
Just comments, yeah. But, dude, training's been a shit show. There's one guy, one day we're taking a test. And like I said, we all got to be on camera. So we can, it's kind of like a Zoom meeting. We can see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he was falling asleep. And then all of a sudden, I just see him lean back and boom, he disappeared. And the next thing I know, all you see is his two legs and his feet sticking up. Everyone was clowning. No, we clowned him for like the past 3 days. Oh, wow. Man, training's been such a shit show. It's been the funnest training I've ever been to. And I've been to some fun ones. But yeah, man, good times, good times. I don't know, life has been interesting lately, you know, dealing with a whole bunch of shit, trying to get my money right, because that's always a thing, right? We're always trying to get better at stuff, trying to launch some more businesses and different things.
I see that Honeysuckle just slapped you in the face just now.
Oh, you see it? Yeah. My eyes got a little heavy.
Looking like Johnny Dang.
Looking like Johnny, dang. Hell yeah, dude. You know what? It's a good time to bring them up. Go, you know what? Go hit up our friends at Honeysuckle. So the coolest thing happened the other day. I was talking to them, and I was like, you know what? We talk about y'all a lot on our podcast, and we love your products. You know, we usually all get together, except for Alan, because Alan, you know, works for the government. But we all get together, have a good time. At least once a month when we record these things, we love to enjoy a little bit of that fucking peach mango from Honeysuckle. All right. It's delicious. Tastes great. 25 milligrams of that ooey gooey Delta 8. Delta 9, actually. Those are Delta 9. So go get yourself. Go hit the link in our show notes, on our Instagram, on our link tree. Anywhere you see the Weekly D, go hit that link in the bio. You'll see a link directly to them. Go get you some Honeysuckle Peach Mangoes. Tell them the Weekly D sent you. You'll get 15% off.
Boom. Is that blueberry a new one?
This blueberry one's delicious. No, it's not new. It comes with 10 of them. They're 100 milligrams. The whole package. Yeah, good time.
I like their packaging. It's real clean.
Dude, their packaging, their logo. You know, shout out to Carlos.
Oh, I love also, that purple.
Latin owned. You know, Latinx, the Los Mios, you know?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know, it's Latin. It's Hispanic Heritage Month.
Go support a Hispanic business. Go get you some Honeysuckle based out of Houston. You know, they got their online shop open 24/7. Must be 21 or over to enjoy. Boom.
Oh, awesome. So they haven't finished moving yet?
Nah. I've talked some people at Honeysuckle, not saying who. Trying to get the information out of them, but they won't give it up. I've tried. I've bothered them about it like at least twice a week for the past couple weeks. But yeah, dude, I'm definitely feeling this shit, dude. I also had a margarita.
Yeah, I saw that shaker. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling fucking
good. I saw that coffee cup and I was like, that ain't just coffee. It's a nice cup too.
D coffee mugs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I made enough for everybody, but y'all don't want to come over and record anymore.
Well, you had COVID, so I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I love you, but I wouldn't catch COVID for you.
What? Yeah. You almost did that one time.
Yeah, that one time when I didn't realize you had COVID.
I didn't realize. You know what's so funny about that situation?
I feel like I went into like a total mom mode because I went scrounging through that first aid kit and found a disposable fucking thermometer and just shoved it in your mouth.
That's when I realized we were going to be good friends. You saved my life that day.
And then we went to lunch and I bought you soup.
It was crazy. I went home, right? I called off for a day, and I got called back to work the next day. Talk about fucking violating COVID laws.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I think we both were like, I think I even took the day off because I was like, I'm going to get tested. I'm not playing with this shit.
Yeah.
Man, and then you were like, yeah, you didn't show up. I had to come in. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the bullshit, man. That's why you should never be good at your job, right? You get more expectations than you deserve. don't be good at your job. Just be lazy, you know? Be mid. Just
fucking tell them to pick up the phone and you'll sit there and like walk them through it.
Mm-hmm.
But that they better clock you in the entire time you're doing it.
Right.
You're working from home, but over the phone. He had an iPhone. He could have FaceTime you.
Right. Oh, man. Well, Alan, I was going to say let's do confessions, but we've gone like an hour and a half already. I don't know about you, but I'm having a great time bullshitting with you today. But I do got to go to bed soon.
Yeah, you got work in the morning, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When are you stopping? 6 days? Well, actually, you don't know yet?
No. Tomorrow.
Oh.
Last week was my last. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Wait, but are you doing that Florida stuff or no?
No, we're doing nationwide.
No, but I'm saying because of the hurricane.
No, we're doing nationwide.
Oh.
There's more than just a hurricane hitting there. You got New York sinkholes right now. You got that one cement truck that went through the bridge in Montgomery County.
You get anything from Rosenberg for 1,000 acres burning up?
Not yet.
No? Yeah, so crazy thing is, you're doing the insurance side of it. My department.
Now I gotta fucking bleep that out too.
What? Insurance? I didn't say who you were working for. I just said insurance.
Still, I gotta bleep that out. I can't let them know. Son of a bitch.
Okay. That wasn't much information, but alright. But I was gonna say, my department has been getting call outs with a dozer to go fight fires.
Nice.
Yep.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, until everybody else is pissed off about it and we're like, we're not firefighters. And then I don't know who it was, but apparently somebody started saying that we needed to modify our dozers for firefighting.
Really?
Yeah, the person that called us for help or whatever said that they wanted us to start modifying our dozers to help fight the fires. And we're just like, we're not firefighters. We're just helping. We show up with the water trucks to help your your fire trucks whenever you can't find water. We have like an entire 18-wheeler like tanker.
Damn.
Made for just water.
Old and then we have simulator looking ass.
Yeah, and then we have a couple of small trucks that are also like water trucks.
Nice.
That what'd can spray the water.
What'd you tell them, Alan? Don't worry, I got practice.
Yeah, right. And so we're like, we're not firefighters. And then there was a big discussion about like the guy that was riding the dozer.
Mm-hmm.
When they brought it back, we realized that the blade got really hot.
Oh shit, okay.
And all of his cabin air filters were straight black.
Yeah, because of all the ash.
Yeah. And we were like, bro, this dude got real close to the fire.
Should check the actual air filter for the engine. It's probably shot.
Yeah, we changed that too. But we were like, bro. And they were talking about they were talking about it and they were like, you know, what would have happened if that dude got caught in that fire and burned up? Whose ass would like be responsible for that at that point?
The county.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question, though.
We'd probably get in trouble because we're technically not firefighters. We don't have a license for it.
That's crazy, bro. Those are some good questions. I think that this whole episode was full of good questions, right?
Fucking Blake. Jesus Christ. I don't think I can look at my girl the same anymore.
You have to check twice. Next time you're about to smash, you're going to have to ask her some real personal shit.
I had plans tonight, Blake, you motherfucker.
Nah, next time you're about to smash, you're going to have to ask her like some personal questions that only your mom would know. What was my favorite color at 3?
Oh, right.
When did I take my first step?
although I will say this, and I've been saying it for the past couple of years now, that when them two get together, it's like the same person.
Oh God! So it's gonna be hard for you to tell, bro.
Their relationship has grown so strong that when I'm around, and I do some stupid shit or whatever. They start whispering amongst each other.
Wow!
And laughing, and I'm like,
"Now be careful, bro."
I was like, what you're saying? And they were like, none of your business. And I said, I know y'all talking shit about me. Y'all talking shit about me.
But that's a fuck around and find
and
out.
I said, and I was like, see? And this is why I don't let her come to the kitchen. Goddamn. You start implanting those ideas in her brain, ma. I was like, nah. We ain't playing that shit.
Goddamn. All right, Alan, if you die tonight, I know why.
Yeah, right?
If I see a chunkla come out.
Shit. Like that one episode when you were talking about that one clip, that one clip where it was like, get a set of twins and then talk to me, and you were just like, man, if you knew what I used to do, and you're like, I ain't gonna lie though, I'm whipped too, dog. I'd be looking over my shoulder every once in a while.
I just, look, in all honesty, I know I had a wild past, and sometimes I gotta check myself because I get a little out of hand. And y'all don't call me out when I'm out of pocket. Y'all let me run with it, and then I'm in trouble, and then I gotta deal with it.
Well, what's even funnier, though, is that like, because I'm also in the same situation, they're in the same room as you. They're only hearing your side.
They don't know the shit you said.
They don't know what I said. They don't know what you said, but they also don't know what sparked the conversation for it to be brought up.
It just happens.
That's why every once in a while I'm like sitting there saying some shit, and then I'm just like,
you know, I think I'm going to start installing mirrors around my desk just so I can have a 360 view behind me, just in case if I don't see her on my camera about to stab me, I can see her coming.
How about you just go get an SVL camera?
Right.
On the back of your chair, and you just see the little screen right there, and you're like, mm-hmm. I bet you nobody knows how to install those still.
Probably not, dude. I bet you there's a lot of things that they still haven't figured out. Actually, I drove by the other day, and it was dead as shit. There is nothing there.
Yeah, the only thing that's out on the yard is like brand new tractors.
Mm-hmm. And they don't even have a lot of them anymore.
And they still had like a shit ton in the back that needed to be built.
Fuck, I want to go by tomorrow. I don't know if I'll have time, though. I don't know if I'll have a car. I only have one car.
Tomorrow's Saturday. They should be closed already.
No. That's not till November.
Isn't it November?
I think so.
I thought it was when hunting season started, and hunting season is right around the corner.
Maybe. I don't remember. I don't know.
But with that store not making money, I'm pretty sure they still close. They probably close Friday, too.
Probably.
Goddamn.
Goddamn, dude. No, but this has been fun, dude. That honeysuckle is smacking me in the face hard, a little bit harder now.
That. Yeah. You go sleep like, that shit off.
It was going away.
Go sleep that shit off.
And then it hit me again. No, I don't know if I can sleep that shit off. I'm weird, dude. Like, when I get high, I cannot sleep at all. Because what fucks up is, like, I'll fall asleep. I'll forget I'm high. Then I'll wake up having to take a piss in the morning and start having an anxiety attack because I don't know why I feel like I'm floating and not on the ground.
You know what caused an anxiety attack for me, like, when I was sleeping? I fell asleep. I had a nightmare within a nightmare within a nightmare within a nightmare within a nightmare.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was some freaky shit. I was dreaming
asleep. Mom... Oh, I thought you were going to say that your mom was, your girlfriend's
body. No, fuck no. Hell no. No. I was dreaming that I was asleep, but I was having a nightmare. So I would wake up. And then realize I'm still in the dream. And then I'd wake up again.
Did you like Inception yourself? Until
I finally, I think I did. I started taking vitamins, dude. It's got some of that shit you and Blake be taking.
The fucking vitamins, bro.
Bro, I started taking multivitamins, man.
Them Flintstone ones, man. They do something.
Jeez. Fucking scary some shit, man.
No, that's crazy, dude. I've never had that. I had a dream one time where I realized I was asleep, and I asked if I was asleep, and then, like, it got weird, and then I woke up. Apparently, you're not supposed to ask people if you're asleep when you're dreaming, and you're aware that you're dreaming. I don't know. Apparently, it's like
an astral projection thing. Is that some shit from the Matrix or something? What the fuck? No,
it's like an astral projection thing, I think. I don't know. It's happened one time.
Like that theory where, like, your soul leaves your body, and you time travel or whatever?
No, you're not time travel.
No, it's like you go the theory to a
different
about
dimension.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's that astral too, projection. Yeah, but also there's that other theory where what you call it? You know how deja vu happens?
Mm-hmm.
sometimes they say it's because when you sleep, you dream about it, but it's not really a dream. It's like your soul leaving your body momentarily.
Oh, and
you
going forward?
And you, yeah, and you go forward, live it, bro, and then you come back.
That's a wild theory. I mean, if that's true, I time travel a lot, bro. Because I have a lot of those things, like, on the regular.
I haven't had deja vu in years, so.
I get it very frequently, and it trips me the fuck out.
Now, when you have that deja vu, and you're presented with the two options, you know what's going about to happen. Do you let it go its course, or do you actually change it and get a different result?
What's the different result? Hold on, this sounds like a trick question at this point.
No, I'm just saying, like, is it like, because I've had deja vu before where I knew what was going to happen. I recognized that it was deja vu, and I knew what I had said or done in that moment and what the result was. But instead, so I chose to say something else, do something else, and I ended up with a better result than what I had seen.
Mm. You know, I've had those moments. And it's been the weirdest things, because when I have those kind of deja vus, usually I die in my deja vu. And I've had moments where, like, the same exact thing's happening, and somehow I just completely avoid the instance of death.
Yeah,
the
SVL cab falling on you.
Yeah, that was literally a deja
tractor
vu.
Tractor almost tipping over.
Deja vu moment. Me falling off Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He took too many Flintstones.
Flintstone gummies, bro. Fell out the shower.
Gummies. I don't even do gummies. I do the hard shit. You know, fucking put it on the table, chop it up.
Chop it up. You gotta put it on a crystal
straight
plate.
Straight to the brain.
Put it in the microwave. The fucking vitamins, bro.
Vitamins, bro. They make you do some weird shit, dog.
Yeah. Never mind. All right, bro. Let's call it a night because it's getting
kind
of late.
Like, let's end it now before
it goes 2 hours. You know? Just remember, let your shit upload. This was fun. This has been the Weekly D podcast. My name's Danny G. That's AOZ. Blake joined us in Dip. Chris joined us.
I'm the great one, Queefador, and that's Mr. Sir Comes a Lot.
And Krista
here.
And Pudgy Jesus, he's a little sus. That's what we found out today.
Yeah, I think that story he should have kept it to himself. We didn't need to know anything about you rolling up with a white van trying to recruit kids into the cult.
And on that point, remember, this has been the Weekly D. If you like what you heard, give us a thumbs up, 5-star review, go tell your friends, tell your moms, go pick up some kids in the van and let them know what you listen to. Remember, if you can't get it daily, get it weekly. Peace.
Peace.
Oh, dude, this was something.